section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Dick Shit, India, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, a bridge too far, a Facebook too far, let's get personals, fun facts, and a man with two hats with your co-host Big E, and me, the bottle cap kid. And now your host, Blake Kleinert!
Welcome everyone to episode 231 of A Bridge to IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton, and we got a great show for you. Heather has got some housing issues, some trouble. I think she had a wild party, and I don't know. I don't want to get into her business.
Heather, this one's for you.
This one's for you. We're dedicating this to you.
Going straight out to you, Heather.
And screw your landlord.
Up his butt.
Fight for your right to party, Heather.
You can do anything you want to do. Anyway, so we're going to have all testicles show again this evening. Yes. And I know we got some special listeners going to be listening to this episode, so we'll do a really good job for you guys. First, to my left, no, to my right, not your left, my right.
My right.
You hear the chuckle. He's back. He's been on hiatus. And he had a cold and was deathly ill, almost died.
Yes.
And his wife said, die, because I've got an insurance policy that I need to cash in.
Yes.
He is Big E. Welcome to the show, Big E.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for having me back. It's been a minute.
You were deathly ill for a while.
Yeah.
And but you've resurfaced, and you're here to teach the world.
Yes, to please the masses.
Please the masses.
Yes.
There's nobody across from me tonight.
I can move.
So to the left of me, a good friend of mine, the guy who does everything for the show, everything, and even wears a flannel regulation outfit. If you ever thought to yourself, what is IBWIP? IBWIP is Blake wears a t-shirt and all the other guests wear flannel.
Yep.
It is the bottle cap kid, the Jason.
Bottle. Hi everybody.
The bottle cap kid. I got a ringtone for you. Oh, never mind.
Biggie's wife will periodically text him, and we'll be able to hear that this evening with your special.
But that's, did we determine that was just your generic?
That's
one?
Just generic.
So anyone,
texts anybody texts.
So
me.
I could text you during the show.
Yeah,
that would happen.
But I got it turned down.
But that's the only one that's going to text him. Is
yeah.
her?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Hypothetical. I will never text you.
Yeah, you will. You have in group. In group, we've.
In our group therapy.
I'm on the outside.
You know who needs some therapy, I think, right now? It might be for some of his dental work, is our good friend, the podcasting guy himself.
Yes, oh, man.
Blake Clayton.
Yes, I'm 40 years old, 41 Blake years Clayton. Old, and I'm not only am I getting a large belly, I haven't lost any hair yet. I do have a random gray hairs growing out of weird places on my head.
You're becoming Tim Allen in the Santa Claus.
Right.
You're becoming Santa.
And we've known throughout the years of my tremendous amount of dental problems because of my addiction to Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
And thank God you've quit cold turkey.
As I sip on a Mountain Dew. But I have recently, not recently, we've been doing this for a couple months now, is preparing for a bridge. In my mouth.
What is that? A bridge in your mouth?
Take it to the bridge.
Yes, it's London Bridge is falling down.
Falling way down. Mm.
But there's a metal plate at the top of my mouth, and off of that spawns four brand new teeth. Now we know we lost the front one.
That was gone even in Johnson City, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And we had to have it extracted. There was an extraction.
The original tooth or the bat?
The root.
Replacement
was that
tooth?
The tooth or the root that you showed on
that
Facebook?
That was just the root of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that was painful.
I bet.
I don't like having teeth pulled. I had a really bad experience with being teeth pulled, but I have a new dentist that I've gone to lately at Maple Shade Dental Group.
Oh, in East Peoria?
East Peoria, Illinois. Sorry. And I love them there. And I also love the ladies there.
Yeah, the ladies. Yeah. Ladies!
Big shout out to Candy and to Alex. They're the two ladies that are making me survive this traumatic experience.
Are they adorable?
They are adorable. I'd take them home with me if I could.
Oh. Barring what? Their approval or your wife's approval?
I think everybody's approval.
Approval,
in general.
Yeah.
You need to get some sort of legal document going?
Right. The crown broke off. I finally got it extracted. The extraction is done by the group on the other side of the room.
Yeah,
they have like two wings.
Yeah,
the oral surgeon.
Oral surgeon. His name was Habib or something. I don't.
Habib.
He was a nice kid. He looked about 14.
A poo.
And they went and they put the topical
anesthetic
on there before they give you the shot. I was already nervous. I was already had anxiety. I already didn't like the situation. Looking at the painted giraffes in the room did not help me at all. But then came a taste in my mouth that I was very familiar with. The taste of banana.
Poontang. Oh, no.
The topical...
was a banana.
Flavor. The topical numbing ointment was...
Did they not ask you this?
They did not ask
You should have said, Doc... you should have asked me before you.
Everyone loves
the banana.
Surely he'll appreciate that.
No. So they extracted it. Anyway, my bridge was getting worked, developed. I've been in there three or four times now. Supposedly, there's an issue with the shape of my mouth, but
it's not in there yet.
No.
Now, is that because of your own body, or is it because of their shoddy work?
Not their shoddy work because they sent it out to a lab to get done.
It's their shoddy work. At the lab.
At the lab.
Yeah.
The lab.
But that's who they choose to work with. So, by proxy, it's their problem.
They understand how famous I am.
Okay.
They understand how important it is for me to be able to talk.
It's an image. You have to project an image.
So, last time I went in there, after my extraction and everything, I walk in, and Candy is the lady at the front. She's the one that takes all my money.
Is she adorable, too?
I already like that name.
Right. She's feisty. She's spunky.
Oh, boy.
She's she says she's older than me, but she doesn't look older than me.
Mm.
But I always tease her because she doesn't get excited when I get there. And obviously, by my fame, you would
she
think
should.
That more people would, she would really get into
it. I get excited every time I come to your house.
Right.
Every time.
And so I had talked to her on numerous occasions about this. So this time I come in, she starts clapping. She has a balloon that says it says Blake on it. They a post-it note says Blake. It's a happy birthday balloon, but mm-hmm. they spun it around. I go in. They lead me into my examining room.
Purgatory.
There is streamers. There is a little flag banners that have the Blake typed on all
They're
of them.
They're giving you the works.
They and I said, well, I expect a cake.
Yeah.
And they brought me a donut.
Damn.
And
I feel like that goes against everything that they stand for there.
Pretty much everything. But these girls, and so then, we're shooting the proverbial shit, they said, well, we've got some new medical questions that we need to ask you. And I'm like, they're going to ask me the size of my penis.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's the first.
Everything is tied together inside. Everything's connected to your head and your teeth and your knees. And why not your penis?
Why not?
So I'm excited because I'm like, hey, I'll get to tell them the answer.
Flaunt it if you got it.
Right. And they might want to do an X-ray on it.
Maybe.
Or something.
Or some side
Perhaps.
Of, some side of massage therapy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the first question was like, she goes, oh, have you recently gotten a haircut? And I said, yes, thank you for noticing that.
Everything's tied together.
And the second one, she said, do you collect Star Wars bears?
Oh.
And I went, they were Facebook checking me out.
Mm-hmm. Did you put on Facebook? I can see the bears. I'm not on there. I don't know.
But you were here.
I'm going to bypass that question because I know you did it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you put on Facebook that you got a haircut?
Yes,
he did.
I posted a picture of it because it was the Brett Conlin haircut. Yeah.
Okay. It looks just like him and Dylan have the same haircut now.
So it's not every super awesome. Every time you get a haircut, you don't necessarily
post
it.
No.
No.
I was going to say, what
when you go get a hard part.
Oh, he did get the hard part.
You get
That's
the hard
right.
part, you put it online.
I just didn't know what was like the least thing you could do so, to qualify for a Facebook post. And
bottom line is, these chicks were checking out your Facebook page?
Yeah. And it's because I'm famous. Again, yeah, I have to remind myself that a lot of it has
now,
to do
Now, do you let them know you're famous straight out the gate? Say, no. Hey, I'm the podcasting god?
No, I don't. But the next question was in regards to me with microphone in front of me and stuff. And so then I told them about the show, and I made them subscribe to them right there on the spot on their iPhones.
So these are the new listeners you mentioned in the opening.
Yeah, and I told them, I said, I'm going to give you ladies a special shout out.
And I guess by it's pertaining to this whole conversation, the next question I have is, which one of them are single?
Yeah.
I know Alex is not single.
Okay, so
she's got
her.
The prettiest little eyes. She's the one that puts her hand in my mouth.
Right on.
Something we wish all of our women would do.
Yeah.
Candy, I haven't figured out yet.
Well, I'll figure her out.
Who deal is. So I'm thinking the next time I go, you should probably meet me there.
Yeah, and be like,
it's right up the street from your house.
I know exactly where it is. I could go over there and act like you need a ride home because of some work they're doing or some drugs they're giving you, and then, you know, I'll probably just wear an extra tight shirt or something.
Extra tight. Or,
you know, have wear some tight pants so they can see the outline of things. I do have a quick question though. You had mentioned that they did not make a big enough deal the time before. Is everything they're doing ironic? Are they just screwing with you? Is it sarcasm?
That's what I can't figure out. Do they enjoy my presence that much? Or are they just being sarcastic and saying, hey, this guy gave us $1,500. Yeah. We might as well make this experience nice for them.
I would say that if you look at it negatively, you'll probably fall into a depression.
Yeah.
And I can't take you being more depressed.
Let's keep it up.
Because
let's
I'm not
keep it
even
on the up and up.
I'm not even going there looking good. Like, I'm going there right after work where I'm dirty. Maybe they like the scruffy, dirty guy.
Let's just keep it like all men think when a girl is even talking to them at all. They're flirting with you.
That's cool.
The only experience I have with that specific maple shade is that my daughter got high there when she was like 3.
All right.
I took her over there, and she was getting some work done on her teeth because when she's at her mom's house, they didn't brush her teeth. They gave her a lot of juice, and the teeth were rotting at a very young age. So I go over there to see what kind of work they could do. They said, we can't put the kid out so young. All we can do is give the kid gas. And I personally had never had gas before. So my daughter is there getting high on this gas. And she starts to ask the dentist if he had seen the movie Good Burger before. And that was awesome. But then they couldn't do any work on her because she was not having it. So I don't care for them. I'm glad you had a good experience there. I will say hi to Candy.
Yeah.
I'll say hi to Alex.
I used to be a patient there.
What was the other one? JoJo?
Casey and JoJo.
Casey and JoJo?
No, there's another girl that a cute girl that is at the reception desk. She always has really fun hair.
Bonnie. You know?
But I don't remember what her name was. I feel like an asshole now.
That's okay.
So, Candy and Alex, please just insert name right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, but they're good to me. I mean.
Well, good.
Everybody's different.
When are you going to get your teeth?
I'm hoping, it was supposed to get it today, per this recording, but I'm hoping to get them in a couple days.
You're doing a lot of self-tanning right now, and you're looking orange, and without the teeth, you look like a GD jack-o'-lantern.
I just want
you to look like a person again, and cut it out with the self-tanning.
Well, I think it helps.
It does.
It really does help.
You and that microphone cover match right now.
Well, that's good. I mean, so your teeth will be fixed soon, and then there's no other problems in your life, and we're good, right?
100%.
Problem solved.
No, that's not how it usually works with me.
No, I think you look good. Everything's good.
Right? No.
What else is your problem?
Okay, so we started this FCF network, and it's very difficult. There's 1,000 podcasts in the world. You're trying to make yourself known. And everybody's always like, I'm like, how do we get more listeners? How do we get more people to listen to not just IBWIP, but Couch Pilots, Drunken Lullabies, just the FCF network in general.
The family of shows.
So we have a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Facebook page, which Alex and Candy need to go like.
Like us, subscribe to all the shows, check us out.
I asked her if she ever heard a song by LL Cool J, Candy. Do you remember that? I feel
good
about candy. Because it's obviously very sexually overtoned, and it was my way of flirting back with her. But then she said no, and then she said, I don't know who else.
That kills it right there.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, come on, yeah. So everybody's like, oh, well, Facebook, you need to run an ad on Facebook. Run an ad on Facebook. I love running ads on Facebook. So I looked into it kind of, and that's how I look into things. I find out what button to push to make it work and don't read everything. So
you didn't read the fine print?
No, I didn't read the fine print. I just said, okay, I'll give you $10. Make my show good or known. So I have begun a journey with Facebook ad team. Originally, I wanted to boost a post. So I made a post linking, just saying, hey, FCF Network, this is the shows we've got, blah, blah, blah. Check it out.
The website looks really good.
Yes, then linked it to link to FCFnetwork.com.
Yep.
Submitted the ad, said, okay, this is the age range, this is the price I want to pay, blah, 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 blah. And they said, okay, well, you got to wait for approval. It should take 15 minutes. 20 minutes later, I get an email that says, due to profanity, your ad was not approved. I was reading over and over and over and over and over again in this post, and nowhere is there profanity.
Right.
Because I'm not stupid. I know they're not going to let me, put dick cocksucker motherfucker on,
But that's one of our best shows.
Right. Yeah. So I got really, really frustrated. And so I was like, well, maybe they think it's fakakta is a bad word. But in actuality, it's not a bad word.
No.
It means screwed up, something that's messed up.
Right.
Unless you
go to Urban Dictionary.
Unless you go to Urban Dictionary. So I text Molly. I'm like, this is bullshit. And she's like, well, fakakta means something about a girl putting her something in a...
like a rodent or something?
Animal or something. I'm like, no, you don't know how to spell. And she's like, no, the way you want to use it is with a K, not a C. And I was like, no, I know that,
Yeah, it's fakakta is Yiddish, right?
Right.
Yes. For screwed up or messed up.
Right.
But they're seeing it a different way.
Right, I guess. I can't figure it out.
So they're not getting back to you on what their issue is.
You can't get back to them because there's a place that says, hey, go ahead and fix your ad.
Did they take your money?
No. You go fix your ad and get it resubmitted. So I took out the word sex because I said sex education. I thought maybe, wow, they're really getting pretty. But so I took the word sex out, and then I changed it to FCF Network.
Yes.
Okay. Comes back again, it's denied.
What?
And so this place where you go to submit and change or something, or if you want to contest it,
right?
You push the button and you type it up, and then I push submit, and it always says you're missing something, and there's nothing to be missing. So I tried seven different ways. I've got emails here from the Facebook ad team. It's like, it looks like your ad did not meet advertising policies, so it was not approved. Your ad wasn't approved because it didn't follow our advertising policy, which applied to an ad's content, its audience, and the destination it links to. So I'm thinking, okay, FCF Network, it doesn't say fakakta. It does it shows a graphic, but it doesn't say it anywhere. Yeah. And there's no cuss words on the front of it.
Right.
We don't allow ads that use profanity. Such language can offend viewers and doesn't reflect the product being advertised. How to fix? Remove the profanity in your ad and or from the destination to the link. And then it says if you want to appeal. So I tried this like six or seven times. I kept all these. There's seven or eight times I tried this. So then I was like, okay, maybe it does have to do with fakakta. There's no way that you can't respond to these emails or those ones that don't go back to anybody.
Right.
And every time I tried to submit an appeal, it didn't work. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'll just take $10 out of my pocket and I'll try to do one for Couch Pilots.
Yeah.
But I won't link it to FCF Network. I'll link it to the Libsyn website that we have.
Right. Okay, all right.
Boom. It works.
So it's a network.
Facebook is so scared of our network and what we're going to become.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's plain and simple.
So Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook, a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a billionaire, a Fortune 50 country, or a company, rather, scared of us?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow. I would not have seen that coming.
Really? You've heard the quality of our shows.
Yeah.
Oh, based purely on the quality of our shows, sure.
So if anybody out there listening knows a workaround or knows somehow to get this to work,
so we can't advertise the network because they're scared of this network.
Yeah, right. and or they're Jewish, or they're not Jewish.
They're not Jewish,
and they don't understand that fakakta can mean something else besides whatever they think it is.
Ugh.
So, in summary, Alex and Candy, love them. Facebook, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Whew, glad I didn't mix those
up. Them. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad. Look, I didn't mess that up.
Well, either way,
I wrote that down.
Let's get those documents written up.
Beautiful girls that take care of me.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think I'm supposed to segue into the song, but I think it has more to do with something that you're thinking about right now. And that's a little song by the Hackensaw Boys called Kiss You Down There.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun at your next appointment, Blake.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, this is an awkward situation.
Yeah, awkward. Ah, the new year. Time to squash old beefs and start anew. That or tell your roommate Gary how you really feel about him. Always leaving his socks on the floor. Come on, get your shit together, Gary.
Come on, Gary.
God damn it, Gary.
Along this valley and under this here sky, there is nothing to win, 'cause friends, you're gonna die. And when it comes, you don't know, and how it comes is the fear. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. Oh, here come old Mary with a friend in tow. She's as sweet as Sunday, but there's something she don't know. And tonight, I wanna kiss you down there. I love you, baby, there's no lying that I do. I wanna kiss you down there. Here bridge, backsliding again. Me and Shady Grady and a couple of his friends. Not a drop of water, but a jug of wine. Now we might die of thirst first, but the living sure is fine. So tonight, I wanna kiss you down there. I love you, baby, there's no lying that I do. I wanna kiss you down there. I wanna kiss you down there. I love you, baby, there's no lying that I do. I wanna kiss you down there. Now here come old Mary with a friend in tow.
Now she's as sweet as Sunday, but there's something she don't know.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, folks. It's that time of where we talk about our sponsor, Rocky Top Vapor, rockytopvapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20 to get 20% off of your order. Everything you order, the total order is going to be 20% off.
That's right, Fruit Loop.
You can get juices, such as their Audio Fog line, or their Shucker e-liquid sign.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Is this your character called Fruit Loop?
Yeah.
Yes, this is my character, Fruit Loop.
I'll call you Toucan Sam.
Toucan Fruity Pants.
I like that. Toucan Fruity Pants. I like that. And what you do is there's a big, huge gap in your teeth, and every once in a while, you just all your S's and F's, you just let the air flow through.
Sure, why not?
Because you don't have a bridge. Because Alex and Candy have not gotten your bridge taken care of.
Come on, ladies.
Take it to the bridge.
Let them understand perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check out.
We have a strong listener base in Johnson City, Tennessee, and I hope all those people go directly to the shop. If you want to save 20%, go on the website, but go talk to them in person, too. A bunch of great people over there.
And I tell you, I've got a couple listeners that have used the promo code, and you know, I had one send me a picture the other day. She got a whole bunch of extra samples and stuff because they know when IBWIP20 promo code is used that you are good people.
They hook us up.
Are you smoking right now? Are you smoking a fucking cigarette,
Quit.
You disgusting pig? It's
fucking gross.
Your breath is horrible.
Yeah.
Alex and Candy will not put their hands anywhere near your mouth.
Your heart hurts.
Your heart is hurting right now because you aren't vaping. Go to RockyTopVapor.com. Get yourself a starter kit.
Yeah.
20% off.
20% off of the top.
Yeah, fucking just try it. Try not to be a douchebag. Yeah.
Blake, you've been not smoking for a little over a year.
Yes.
And then, Biggie, when's the last time you had a cigarette?
Me?
Yeah.
1978.
It's probably 20 years ago.
20 years ago. And you vape now just because you like the flavor.
Because I love the flavor.
So it doesn't even matter if you're like, if you love nicotine or want that buzz.
I just dropped another $125 on a new mod.
That's what you get for pounding your pen on the table illegally.
Illegally.
That's what happens. The table said, pshew. But anyway, go to rockytopvapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20. Yes. They will be good to you because you are good to us.
You better be good to me.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
Nothing is too taboo. All right.
Welcome back to the show, IBWIP, for another week. What a bunch of great promos we have.
We are
good.
Promo full.
I just love all those. I love to hear all the promos.
Yeah.
Why not, though? Hey, if we're going to have a network, why not throw some promos in there for other shows? Check it out. Yeah. Go to fcfnetwork.com. Check. Don't be a bummer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Why does it so abruptly end?
That's last week's intros just
What was it?
I got to talk to the
You can
engineer.
Get with this, or you can get with that.
I guess there was a day that we just didn't care about the end of them. We didn't fade them out.
But no, see, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's the style. Like, I remember being in my room in the 1980s, and I would put my blank cassette in the boom box, and boom, KZ93.3,
right.
Gary and Donna in the morning.
I want Gary and Donna.
I'm going to listen to everything they got to say, and then when they hit the music, then I'm going to hit record on my blank tape. And every song in the 1980s faded out.
Yeah.
You don't hear that as much anymore.
No.
Now there's almost a definitive end to a lot of songs, and everything is cyclical. Is that what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
Everything's cyclical. So right now, I think it's
sickle cell anemia.
Sure.
All the black people get
all
sickle cell
black
anemia.
All the black people.
And it's all cyclical.
It's all symmetrical, right? Is that circle?
It is in vogue right now
to
have songs cut off. And you know what? Okay. We keep up with the fashion.
Yeah, we're in vogue. So
we're trendsetters.
That was our segue into Let's Get Personal. Jason, you spent the summer scouring the internet in a deep ocean of where there was plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish.
Right. I think it was like September to November I did it. So right at the end of summer and fall. That's usually that's what time I did it last year. And
That's prime fishing season.
Prime fishing.
Gearing up for the holidays. I tell you, success-wise, I think much better this year.
How many times did you get laid?
We're not going to judge it by that. We can't. Let's not judge it by that, please.
Please, let's not judge it by that, please.
No, I mean, there's a lot more interaction. I said it before, and I'll tell you again. You know, they used to call me Locks of Love, Jason, because I had long hair, long, beautiful, luscious, thick, oily, shiny in the sun hair. And I never had more compliments in my life than when the day I cut my hair off. People came out of the woodwork to say, "Hey,
strangers came up to you and like, I like your haircut."
They tug on my my
coattails?
Apron. Yeah, my coattails.
Your apron.
They come up to me and tug on my apron and say, "Sir, hello, sir.
Sir.
You smell of a fresh haircut. You look delightful."
Delightful.
No more. And so I think my hair length is directly related to the number of, or the positive reaction I had this time on Plenty of Fish.
So, A, good. You got a haircut.
Yeah.
More presentable.
Yeah.
And then that bumped you up and getting laid more.
Well, it got me,
did it get you a hand job?
Well, I was at zero laid last year. And I think I've plateaued at zero.
Oh. Can we rate it by hand jobs?
Well, I've obviously rated it in some way to think it's more successful.
Right.
I had a lot more.
You got a lot more interaction this
time. There's more. Like, people will say if they want to meet you, and then you have to upgrade to, like, I don't know, $15 a month, $30 a month, something like that, to say, oh, who wants to meet you? But you can see. So I had a lot, like, many times more people wanted to meet me this year than last year. And I think it's directly related to my haircut, which is fine. I'm very shy. I'm no better than them. I'm shallow and superficial too, so that's fine. But I still have not. I cannot master the art of dating. I went on several dates.
Okay.
But I never know. I feel like I ask too soon if someone wants to meet, or I wait too long.
Right.
I don't know what the right spot is, and I don't think there is a right answer for that.
And Big E has been married how long?
Almost 20 years.
So you have no help for me. You're useless to me. Blake, this is marriage number
three.
Eight.
Three,
and
eight.
I'm like,
so you have, you're no,
dude, I'm like to, fucking pussy repellent. They just they just go.
Ping, where are the ping, young people and the successful people in dating, like Dustin and Heather? Where are they at on a night like
Dustin's
this when we wrap up this goddamn
now,
bit for the year?
Dustin's tied. Dustin found his one,
and you know,
and so did Heather.
I think we all love Brianna here. She's a great gal.
Yeah,
but there was he had no lag time.
No.
It was just a constant stream of
pussy
late
to the left of him.
I would never
pussy
say
to
that.
The right
oh,
of
that's him. Terrible.
Oh,
that's never. I would never call a lady's vaginal area that. He has had a lot more luck. I don't know what it is. It's probably the beard.
It was his voice. He's got a smooth way of saying stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he could tell you that he's going to murder your parents, and the way he would say it would just kind of seem cool.
I'm getting mad just hearing you say it, but I'm thinking about Dustin saying it, and I'd probably be okay with it.
Yeah.
I'd probably be okay with it.
So you had more interactions,
yeah.
But you're right. When do you don't want to seem overbearing and like you send a couple messages and say you want to meet, but then you don't want to wait too long and then go
let him get away.
You want to meet and they get uninterested because they think that you're uninterested because
right.
you're not asking them. So it's a catch 22.
Yeah,
and you know what else probably has ruined it for this generation. I love text messaging because I don't have to interact with people, like I've told you guys that before. But in this situation, if most of it's text, It's hard to read emotion from a text.
There's no inflection. You can't read someone's cadence. No. You're absolutely right.
Emojis. You got to pay attention to the emojis.
They're even hard to read.
I'm not doing I can't. You know what? If it's between using emojis and not going out on dates, I choose no dates.
Right.
So
you can't tell anything from a text message. Really, you can't.
You're right.
If you're like Blake said, if you're sitting there texting and texting and texting, and this you eventually have to come out and go, do you want to meet? And then
that is the end game, I assume.
Right.
But I know that there are plenty of girls on Plenty of Fish that another reason why you should mess with pens. Take his pen away from him. Another reason is a lot of these girls just want to pass the time.
Right.
They just want to feel like somebody's paying attention to them. And that's where they drag it out longer and longer. And then like, oh, you want to meet? Well, I don't know yet. I don't want to go too fast. But, you know, while they're holding a kid in each fucking hand and
they just want attention. Women are all attention whores. They all want attention.
And it's widely believed, too, that it's for every 100 guys, there's one girl on there. Right. So these girls are getting constantly barraged.
They got dick in their face all the time.
Right, and I think a lot of them told me, my buddy's sister-in-law recently got divorced, and we were kind of talking a little bit. I don't think the end game there was today, but just kind of we knew each other a little bit, and we were just kind of trading our war stories back and forth with POF. And she would say that a lot of guys are just very straightforward about, hey, do you want to meet and screw around? And I have never sent a text like that. But I'm thinking maybe I should. Maybe I should be doing that because they think
you're an oddball because you're not acting like the rest of them.
You're not
sending a dick pic or out or requesting a fucking tit shot back.
They think I'm the weirdo because they mention in their profile, don't even bother contacting me if you haven't read my profile. And then I read their profile and then I send them a message based on their profile, and maybe they are looking for just a swinging bag of balls, you know, sent to them. I don't know. I'm not having a lot of luck. I had a couple dates, both very nice girls. The first one I met once, and then it was kind of nothing really happened. There was no back and forth.
There was no connection.
What's that?
No spark.
There was no spark. And then
there was no Jordan spark.
There was no Jordan's. I mean,
was there a Hal? With her on PR. Was there at least a Hal Sparks there?
Wow, that's a deep pull. Hal Sparks. For what was he on? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. No, he was on what's the gay show?
Dude, Queer as Folk. Dude, Where's My Car?
And he hosts a talk soup for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a deep pull. Good on you, Biggie. and then I went on. I'm actually still talking to this one girl. And I met her, and she's smart and funny. I just don't know if there's anything there, though.
Only time will tell.
I
just go ahead and ask her to marry you now.
Okay.
Because I know every time you come over here, there's not one time you don't come over here where you don't look at me and go, God, just can't wait to get married.
Well, and
come to my house. You'll change your mind.
I feel like that's one half of the story, though, right? What prompts me to say those things? That and much more on the next episode of IBWIP. I was more successful this year. I'm starting to believe that I am a crazy person, which is fine. I think I'm okay with that, I think.
It's all right.
And it's just, you know what? It's another lonely Christmas for this old podcaster.
Oh,
well, you got your daughter.
I'm not going to have... Fuck you, man. I'm not going to have sex with my... There's a reason you haven't been here for a while. It's shit like that.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. I think what he was saying is, during the holidays, don't be sad. You have your daughter to enjoy time with.
Not to have sex with.
Boy, my apologies.
Thank you.
Good grief.
So you're hanging up a fishing pole for the winner.
For the year. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
maybe
as well.
If people push the donate button at fcfnetwork.com, we can get him a subscription to a better one, like Match or something.
That may be a bad use of funds.
Farmersonly.com. Fuck it.
Hey, Christian Mingle.
You don't have... Okay, exactly.
You'll do better.
Let's get you a van down by the river.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What you should start doing is you should just start taking women. Just take them.
Yeah, just grab them off the street.
Like a caveman?
Yep.
Yes.
Like go out there with a caveman? What was that caveman? The
Captain Caveman.
Yeah, go out there. I'll be completely naked.
And son.
And I'll have a cub and a big club. Just blast women over the head and drag them home.
By their hair.
I'll be, hold on a second. That's a really good idea.
It is a good idea.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel.
have an idea.
Okay.
When we were ramping up for our 200th episode, the live episode that we had at the High Note, we were kind of putting out different versions of the show to get to that marker quickly.
Sure, sure.
One of them was we had gathered all the IBWIP spaghetti westerns,
right,
and we made it one big long episode. I thought it was really cool.
Very good.
I love our intros and outros so much. Maybe we should put all of them together.
Yeah.
You want to?
Yeah.
We'll do a special episode.
And just release that as a special episode. I mean, if especially if we're like running towards a goal like that, we can just put that out there. Cause I enjoy it.
I love
our intros and outros. I honestly, sometimes more than the meat of the feast itself.
I'm honestly, this episode, refraining from singing over the top of them, but I'm still singing them.
Your tongue is bleeding. You've been biting it so hard. Yeah. I can see it.
I am singing them.
Your beard's turning red.
But I'm not audibly putting them out there. I'm just lip syncing them.
He's doing so good. So this is, believe it or not, this is Fun Facts with Jason. Jason, you are all over the second part of the show.
I am dominating the second part.
Domination.
And you know what? We write it together. So you agreed to this.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry, listeners. I don't know, fifth or sixth time we've done Fun Facts.
Yeah,
it's
been a while.
It's been a while.
My wife.
My wife.
People clamor for Fun Facts. They listen to the show and they say, I'm laughing my ass off. I got a six pack of abs because I've been laughing so hard. But you know what? I need to fill my head with some brains.
They stop me
too.
On the street.
Ask about Fun Facts?
And ask me Fun Facts.
And what do you say? Like, I don't know. I don't got the Fun Facts. I don't got them.
I'm just Big E.
You got to talk to Jason.
You're going to have to talk to Jason.
And you know what?
I can only get you in. I can't get you anything else.
And they, you know what? People want them so bad, they send me letters.
Yeah.
They send me emails.
Postcards.
I get postcards in the mail. I get Instagrams.
Telegraphs.
I got Candygrams. I got that shark from SNL knocking on my front door.
How about smoke signals?
I did get a smoke signal from a Native American.
Morse code?
Zach Morse code I got, sure. People, I can't keep up with them all. So in order to kind of stave people off a little bit, we're going to do a round of Fun Facts right now. It is from New Year's. We've done a lot of holidays.
Today is New Year's.
Today's New Year's Day. Yeah. What better time to learn more about the holiday you're celebrating? A lot of people probably off work today, at home, sleeping in, you know, getting over a hangover.
I will be going. Well, no. Yeah. I'll be delivering pizzas.
You already
tonight.
Did. How would it go?
Done did it. It's doing good.
Well, good.
You're not going to do it. You did
I
done
did it.
It. You
done,
done,
done, done
did it.
Did it.
Okay. So the handful of fun facts here. Just a lot of fun stuff I thought people would enjoy. Let's get right into it. The first New Year's celebration dates back 4,000 years.
Wow.
Julius Caesar, the emperor of Rome, was the first to declare January 1st a national holiday. He named the month after Janus, the Roman god of hangovers and puke stains.
So, I dated a girl like that.
You dated a puke stain?
I dated, I dated a girl named Janus that was just a big puke stain. You had to stay home and get drunk with her because she would cost you so much money.
And collateral damage.
And the reason why I was dating her was because at that time in my life, I was a raging alcoholic. And the only girls that would spend time with you and not bug you about all of the drink were ones that drank just as much as you.
So when you looked at Janice, you saw yourself in the mirror, but with breasticles and a beginer?
A beginer.
And I was like, I'd fuck her. And I did.
I'd fuck myself.
Put
a hole in that mirror.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I know that Janus. I know that she was not a goddess
by any means.
She's Venus.
We need to on our race to the next mile marker show. That's another show we have to do. It's just you talking about all these old girlfriends.
Yeah.
I feel like every other show we do, you got one or two stories, and it's fantastic. I love hearing about these things. Keep in mind.
I have a lot of jokes. I mean, not jokes, but I mean, I have a lot of stories.
Your sideshow could be bad sex with Blake.
But I fear that Molly would listen to it.
No, she never. Does she listen to anything now?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, the next one here. 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. The top resolutions are to lose weight, get organized, save more money, and to experiment with pubic hair trends.
Mm.
While nearly half of Americans make the resolutions, 25% of them give up on them the second week of January.
Speaking of pubic hair sculpturing,
right? Yeah,
it was brought to my attention that I'm a little hairy down there, more so than I used to be when I was courting, wooing. So I was like, you know what?
Peacocking.
Fine. spend the night at the hotel. Why not? You know, this'll got the industrial razors out, the industrial electric razor out.
Yeah.
Turn it on, you know.
Oh, shit.
And
your balls go right inside your body.
No, it didn't cut anything. They don't work.
Oh.
You broke the shaver?
Supposedly, it's just not been used in so long, maybe. I don't know. Now, I'm not... it's a big industrial, like one that you would use on your head.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Your mom's probably got those.
I've got them in my closet.
I don't think that she would... Like, if I went in there, I don't think she would...
I don't think she'd treat your
mom
balls.
That, she cuts hair.
Oh, yeah.
So, so I have to either invest in one or...
They might do it at Sports Clips.
Yeah, that's true.
They got that dark room back
there. I wonder if they would do that at Maple Shade Dental.
While they have you out, they could do all sorts of things to you. They'd be foolish not to.
I need to start asking them to put me out completely. I don't ask them to do that, but I think that's a good idea.
There really are businesses out there that will take care of it. I used to date a girl who would go and have everything waxed downtown Julie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the B-hole area, and she would have something done called sugaring. Have you heard of this?
No.
Or it's almost like a sticky thing that I think it kind of rips things out. It sounds horrible. I don't know. I do all of my personal hygiene at home, usually in my bathtub, while the water's not running. And I can't imagine someone spreading things apart, applying things, pulling things, and then maybe asking them how the Braves did, you know, over the weekend.
Braves?
Can't, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Like, why? How? What Basketball. Conversation can you have with someone? I just put a hood over my head.
Yeah.
Make it anonymous, like you're about to be executed or something, you know?
Please don't talk while you're trimming my...
Do you think you could have a conversation, Biggie, with someone who is tending to your nethers?
Oh, yeah.
You could?
Oh, yeah. I could have a conversation with anybody.
I talk to anybody. Yeah, I talked to you too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that'd be so weird. It's unnecessary. Not as unnecessary as this next fun fact, though. Be sure to eat leafy greens on New Year's. Tradition says the more leafy greens a person eats, the more prosperity he or she will experience. But what about those that eat a steady diet of Top Ramen noodles? What kind of prosperity will he experience? Or she?
Right.
I'm obviously not talking about myself. No. This is for anyone.
Right.
So... leafy greens, I guess.
Well, let's look back on last year.
Right.
What did you have on New Year's Day to eat? Leafy greens?
No, I woke up midday, and then I think it was just like leftover pizza and stale chips the rest of the day. And guess what? Banner year.
Isn't the traditional New Year's dinner or thing like cabbage and corned beef or something?
Or black-eyed peas and cornbread and black-eyed peas?
I've read black-eyed peas too, yep. Yeah.
I've also, the cabbage I've heard, but is that leafy green?
What if you just listen to Let's Get It Started? Does that count as...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Run in.
And we'll just start doing that.
Run in.
All right.
Run in.
Eat more leafy greens, Jason.
I guess I'll have to.
If Heather was here, she'd second that emotion.
I'm sure she would. About 1 million people will gather in New York City's Times Square to watch the ball drop. Thank God there aren't 1 million people where I work because I drop the ball every day. Every day.
No.
I do.
You're good
at your job.
I haven't done dishes at my house for over a year. They're stuck in there. What are you doing? Why are you showing me that?
Because you just said it.
Jesus.
Biggie is showing us dirty pictures on his phone. How did I know? No one knows why.
Did you read what it said?
I've read it. I can read that. Thank you very much. I can't. No one asked for that. We'll post the link in our show notes. No, I am actually good at my job. These are just facts.
Oh, they're not necessarily about you.
They're not facts about him.
None of these are about me. Remember the last scene in When Harry Met Sally, when Harry references a song after he and Sally share a New Year's kiss?
Nope.
I just like that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I brought. I guess that one would be
considered a good movie.
That one would be considered a personal fun fact about me, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's another one. Make sure to be surrounded by family or loved ones on New Year's Eve. The first person you come across in the new year could set the tone for the next 12 months. For example, if a couple celebrating New Year's together engages in a passionate kiss, the future of the relationship may blossom. Conversely, if a couple is fornicating at midnight, they're fucked. It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. If you could pick one person to kiss on New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
I would have to go for myself in the mirror with breasts and a vagina.
Okay.
Scott.
My wife.
No, come on.
No.
That's the most... I mean, that. All joking aside, like, this is obviously a bit we're doing. That's fucked up, man. Why would you say you want to kiss... If you had your choice of anyone, you'd kiss your own wife? That's the sickest shit I've ever heard. No offense to whatever his wife's name is.
I'll take it. I'll take it. While he's coughing.
Yeah. Who would you
want to
kiss?
He sounds like Blake Clayton back in the 2015, 13, 14s.
My guess is going to have something with Blake Maple Shade.
Laughing.
Huh? Yeah, I can't answer. I can't say Molly.
Why not?
Well, because then I would just be doing the same thing you just did.
Oh, that's true.
I'd have to say Maple Shade.
All of them.
Just the building? Yeah. You go up to the building and just...
No, not just go...
Lick the knob?
Speaking of the building, have you ever noticed that evergreens stink like cat piss?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because animals go and piss on them?
I do think that.
All right.
That's exactly what I think.
All right.
I
smelled it today when I was walking in. I hate...
That's bad.
If I ever bought a house, which no bank will give me a loan, I found that out. If it had evergreens, I would rip them out the day I moved in.
I actually did that.
Yeah,
I went out there. I had a chainsaw. My brother, I'm scared of chainsaws because I'm a pussy. And my brother chainsawed the shit out of these evergreens when I bought my house. I had these stumps left, so I went out there with an axe and I gave it hell.
Kevin or
did
the
nothing.
Other one?
My brother Kevin.
Okay.
And then one of my brother's redneck friends was coming by, and he's like, "Hey, you're a big redneck, and you got chains and a diesel truck," and they ripped them out of the ground.
You have to.
I mean, they have big divots where all the roots were. But hey, guess what? My house don't smell like cat piss.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't smell like cat piss.
Do you have any more fun facts for New Year's?
I've got 35 more.
Okay, all right. Let's try.
32.
Okay. The first New Year was celebrated 4,000 years ago by the ancient Babylonians.
Babylonians.
And it has been over 4,000 days since I've seen an episode of Babylon 5.
Okay.
Pretty good show.
Yeah, sure.
According to statistics, that one was very good. According to statistics from the National Insurance Crime Bureau, vehicles are stolen on New Year's Day more than any other holiday. Don't think your old car is safe either. In 2011, the 1994 Honda Accord was the most stolen car. Looks like my paranoia concerning my 99 rusted out Silverado is justified.
Why do you think that car specifically?
What a dependable vehicle.
Was it just easy to get into?
First of all, they had no locks. Honda really screwed up with their 94 edition of the Accord. No locks on the doors. It's extreme. I mean, there's more 94 Honda Accords on the road than any other vehicle today with a million miles.
Wow. A million miles.
A billion. I'm sorry. Did I say a million?
Yeah.
A billion miles.
Oh. A trillion miles?
1 trillion miles.
Wow. It's like a lot of cars these days don't come equipped with turn signals.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know what
weird,
the hell is going on. Manufacturers.
Don't
put them in there anymore.
I've got two more here.
Are they good ones?
No, neither of them are very good.
Okay.
The tradition of Times Square crystal ball drop started in 1907 and has continued every year except in 1942 and 1943.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the ball was not lowered because of wartime restrictions, meaning Hitler had stolen it because he thought he'd be able to use it to tell the future.
Ooh.
He could not.
Yeah, he could.
He did not end up doing that.
Yeah. No, he did not. He tried. He tried to steal a ball.
It was only because it was in English, though, and he couldn't speak English.
Right.
You could absolutely tell the future with the New Year's ball.
Did you know in this year of 2015, there's a show on the History Channel dedicated to trying to find out where Hitler is?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like that show.
It's right after the one where they're trying to find out where Bigfoot is.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
It's called Finding Hitler. The dude.
They'll never find him.
Never. He's been dead since 1943-5.
Blake... Yeah, that sounds about right. First season of Finding Sasquatch or whatever the show's called. Say episode 3 they find him. What do they do then?
Yeah, right. Show's over.
Right.
Wrap it up.
Because they know it's not real, but there's people still watching it going, they might find him today.
Well, is Sasquatch real?
No.
No.
You say no too, Scott?
No. No.
You piggybacked. You drafted on his no.
If he wouldn't have said no, I still would have said no.
Okay. I would say no as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of us say no. Okay, here's the last one.
Like, I don't believe in ghosts.
In Italy, people wear red underwear on New Year's Day to bring good luck all year long.
Good lick?
Good licks all year long. Just some sweet Rolling Stone licks. Mm-hmm. And in America, when my girlfriend wears red underwear, it's because her Aunt Florence is in town for a few days. Mm. I'll never understand women.
Girlfriend,
I'm going to go ahead and tell a story.
Good. All these bits are just gateways for you to tell stories anyway, which we want. This is a psychological breakdown of Blake Clayton. That's what these shows are.
Okay.
We invite it.
All right, so we,
This is your therapy.
Did you hear what the fun fact was? It was about red underpants and periods.
Yes.
And Blake's about to tell some sick shit. Story. So listen
he's
up.
Got a story.
Everyone at home.
So we were going out of town to this hotel for the evening.
As in you and
me and Molly.
And you and Molly.
And she was driving, and we stopped at the rest stop because it's about an hour, 45 minutes away. We stopped at the rest stop.
This is your last chance to jump out of this story. This is your last chance. I'm out. Are you getting out?
Oh.
No, she is not in the vicinity.
Okay. So we stopped at the rest stop, and I'm like, she's like, you go to the bathroom? I'm like, no, fine. So she goes in, you know, and I'm on my phone, you know, playing around. She comes in, flings the door open, grabs her purse, slams the door, and you just see her stomping back into the thing. And I was like, so I text her, I go, period, question mark.
Did you write the word period? I just put a little punctuation period.
No, I wrote the word period. And there was no emoji for it. And so she gets back in the car, and I just start laughing.
Oh, I bet she liked that.
And she was just livid pissed. I'm like, what are you? I was like, what's wrong? She's like, you know exactly what's wrong. I'm going to start my period. We go out of town to a hotel. I'm looking forward to hotel sex, and I get my period.
Oh.
You know what I say?
We'll do it in the tub.
It's happening anyway. I brought this tarp for a reason.
No. I said, well, your mouth's not bleeding. Believe it or not, it's just believe it or not. I'm walking on air. I never thought I could
feel so free. What would the period emoji look like?
You know the Coca-Cola logo, the real red circle in front of the
I love Coca-Cola.
In front of them in the beginning of the movies?
Absolutely.
That's what it
Okay, just like
the red dot. Thank you for trying to lead me somewhere creative, and I couldn't
take him down that primrose path, huh?
Okay, we're prepared. We've missed Biggie.
Yep, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Szymanski tried to butcher him last time.
He did okay.
But he did way better than me. Thanks, Blake. Here's a release schedule. Episode 229, Oh Gumdrops is now available. Episode 230, Daddy Dong Legs is now available. I can't wait to hear that episode.
It's pretty funny.
Episode 232, our next episode inevitably titled The Trial of Fatty Arbuckle, will be available on Friday, January 8th.
That's funny.
And don't forget, January is National Hobby Month. Get a new hobby this month, like me, gluing Greg Maddox on the back of bottle caps, because he's retired. It's strangely satisfying.
Welcome to the club, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. January is also National Oatmeal Month. Nothing like a hot bowl of healthy oatmeal with just a sprinkle of brown sugar. Ooh, or some bacon and eggs. Oh, you know what I really like. Chocolate chip pancakes. Like 6 chocolate chip pancakes with a half stick of butter and a ton of syrup. Now we're talking. Jesus, that sounds like every meal at my house. And don't forget to contact the show with any questions, comments, or suggestions. And know that they will be scrutinized over until our eyes dry out. And if you like what you hear, please write a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, lie about it, or we'll post the fat picture of you. You know that one. You know that one.
I
nailed it.
I cannot stress enough how, if you listen on iTunes, to go and give, you don't have to write a review. Just go and click 5 stars if you enjoy the show. If you want to write a review, that's great. But I cannot stress to you enough, IBWIP will not be heard by new people unless they find it. So if you're not going to post a link on your Facebook or share a link of ours, the only other thing you can do to help us is to rate it on iTunes, because the more people that rate it, the higher it goes up on this category, and somebody might see it and listen and think that everybody's funny.
If you decide to write a review, which I would encourage you to do, it's not necessary, like Blake said, but I would encourage it, because again, that gives us some feedback. Do not write Tom Hanks sucks or suck at Tom Hanks as your title of your review, because I definitely did that, and my review wasn't posted. I was writing it in response for Heather's podcast, yep. Sex with Heather, because the ones I've heard so far, Heather has no guests on. She talks to a plant that doesn't necessarily talk back. Maybe she's crazy and hears some shit we don't. Mm-hmm. But it's just her. It's a tour de force performance. And just like Tom Hanks in Castaway, like I haven't seen that kind of performance since then. It was Tom Hanks for like an hour and a half by himself in that movie. Everyone's captivated. Same thing with Heather. So do not write Tom Hanks suck it in your review, or it won't be posted. And we want to see it. We want to read them.
Right.
I wrote a nice little one for Heather.
That's nice. Thank you.
Well, personally, thank you, face to face, for everyone that does it. That speaking of sex with Heather, that remind everybody to check out fcfnetwork.com. It's your one-stop shop for all the podcasts out there that we have. Couch Pilots.
It's one.
Drunken Lullabies.
Two.
The Show.
Three.
No, that was incorrect because it's the song.
Right.
Inside and Out.
Three, four.
IBWIP.
Four.
Five.
Sex with Heather.
Five.
S&M Radio.
Six.
So all those, you can get links to all those on our FCF network. There's a donate button. We would sure help pay our Libsyn account, which is getting bigger and bigger.
We are creating a lot of content every week. Free content. It's all free for you. Four of those six.
Free?
Yeah, all free. We don't ask anything. If you want to donate something, that'd be great. It's going to help. It's not going in my pocket. It's not going into Blake's pocket.
It's buying my weed.
It's buying his weed. Get high.
Who's weed?
Weed.
Wee weed.
Four of the six shows that we have come out every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones come out every other week. That's hours and hours of free entertainment.
Yep.
If you're on the treadmill, if you're in the car, if you're at work in the
office. On the train.
Right. If you're on a train, if you're in a biplane.
If you're in a submarine.
Yeah. Oh, you know, almost especially if you're in a submarine.
If you're laying down them sick welds.
Yes. Yeah, if you're welding all day, it's also
it's so awesome.
Listen, subscribe to the show. Help pass the time.
Yes. Here's the order of importance. One, most important, subscribe.
Right. Subscribe.
Two, promote with, you know, sharing links on Twitter, Facebook. Third most important is donating. Yep. And we're not saying, hey, you gotta donate $20. Just if you say, hey, here's $5, you guys are giving me a month's worth of laughs. That can go a long way, believe me.
And then four on the list is if you know any single ladies that need a gentleman caller. I'm available for that. I'll help you out.
What are you going
to
do?
Just spread the word. It don't even have to be on social network.
Right.
Tell one friend.
Yeah.
That friend's going to tell another friend.
Be like Heather. Go up to strange people that you don't know and write the website down and shove it in their face.
We'll hand you a handful of IBWIP stickers.
Yeah.
Stick them on people's foreheads.
And just so everybody knows, everybody that donated to the GoFundMe, we have not forgot about you. Things have just gotten so crazy so quickly that I haven't got everything squared away. But we will not renege on our.
I hope you can't say that on there.
You can't say we won't renege on anything?
Well, I mean, just you can't say part of that.
All right. Well, thank you, Big E. Thanks for welcome back. I hope you're feeling okay.
Feeling all right, except for that little bit of cough that keeps
coming. Come back next week. You think you'll be feeling okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All maybe. Right. We'll see.
Because I hear we have a special guest.
A geest.
All right.
Oh, great.
Jason.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking over and doing this whole second half of the show.
It's what we agreed on.
All right. It's only the first day of the year, and I've already broken my resolution. Looks like I'll be reconfiguring my Kleenex and Johnson's baby lotion budget. What that means is I spend a lot of money. I jerk off a lot. Mm-hmm. That's what that means, right?
I get it.
Here's how to solve that problem. A towel and raw dog in it.
Ooh, raw dog.
It's got to get a scabby
shaft.
Just spit on it.
Good night, folks. Lube. Very good.
Very, very good.
I think that we're going to have to do a show where you just talk about different ladies.
Yeah.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com, you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.